Welcome back to the Crestwood Intermediate School podcast. Today, as part of our student interview series, we have Myla interviewing her father about his time spent in the Army. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, my name is Myla Simpson, and today I'm going to be interviewing my dad, Bill Simpson. Hi, Dad. How was your day today?
Good. Cold. How's your day?
Good. Tell me something about your Army buddies. Do you think those friendships are different than those in civilian life? Why or why not?
Absolutely. The best thing about being Army and having your Army buddies, they're from all over the United States. They weren't just from Manaway or Portage County or Ohio. They're from states all across the United States. So you get they have some that had Southern drawls, and I'm like, hey, y'all. Then you got some from Brooklyn where they can't say the words. They're like, Brooklyn. They always forget the R's. But it was really nice because we got to have exposure to all different states, foods, cultures, traditions. So it was very interesting.
What branch of the military were you in?
United States Army.
What made you want to join the Army, and how old were you at the time that you joined the Army?
I wanted to always travel around different countries. I always wanted to go to Germany, and that was my motivation. Plus, I wanted to serve our country, and I was 21 years old when I joined the Army.
What years were you in the Army?
From May 1st of 1996 till September of 1999.
How many deployments have you served?
One.
What was your favorite place to be deployed and why?
I was deployed in Bosnia, and I'm not gonna lie, I was scared when I went there because it's following the war, but it was one of the most beautiful countries I've ever been in my life.
What was your favorite memory about the Army?
Being able to travel to every country in Europe and be able to afford it.
What was your least favorite thing about the Army?
Doing the same thing over and over and over and over again.
About how many hours did you sleep a week?
When we wasn't deployed, we usually got about 5 to 6. When we was deployed, we got about 4 hours a night.
Tell me something about your Army buddies. Do you think those friendships are different than those in... Did a woman serve in the Army with you?
There was women in the Army, but not in our battalion or our platoon. We was an infantry platoon, and our platoon was a scout platoon. So we weren't allowed to have any women in our platoon at all, because we were out in the field so much, and for hygiene purposes and medical purposes, women weren't allowed in our platoon. But there were women in the Army, still are.
Did you ever get sick when you were deployed? And if so, what sickness did you have?
Homesickness. We were deployed for 7 months, and no matter what, it makes you miss things. But as far as a physical sickness, no.
What was the biggest wound you've ever got in the Army?
I guess we got a special opportunity to go to, it was called a marching, I don't know the exact terminology for it, but they picked 4 people from every platoon and every battalion, and it was for every army in Europe. Like the Germans got to pick 4, Swedes got to pick 4, Finns got to pick 4, the English got to pick 4. And what you did was a 4-day ruck march, and it was brutal because you went up the mountain the first day, across the mountain for 2 days, then down on the 4th day. But you had, no matter what, it was your feet and your back and your knees. Our feet were really blistered, blisters popped. It was brutal.
Did you ever go to a restaurant, and what, if so, what was the name of it?
We got to go to a lot of restaurants while we was in Europe, and I found the little ones, the little holes in the walls, were the greatest ones ever. They don't have a lot of restaurants like we have here. They do have like McDonald's and Burger Kings and stuff, but it's like Still not the same.
How did you feel when you first got in the Army?
After about the third day, my thought was, what was I thinking?
Did you have a drill sergeant? And if so, what was his name and what was your impression of him?
I had two drill sergeants, Drill Sergeant Markle and Drill Sergeant McPherson. They were both just amazing. They yelled and they screamed from the time the sun came up to the sun went down. But they were really, really, really great guys. Very proud to have them as my drill sergeants.
Were you related to anyone in the Army?
Not while I was in the Army, no.
How did you have to do your hair?
Just about like it is right now. Short, very short. It had to be maintained.
So, shorter on the sides and taller on the top?
Yep, when I was in the Army, I was always flat top, skin on the sides.
Okay. What was your favorite song to sing while marching?
Log, Log.
What's that song?
There's a hole in a log in a hole. And then you just keep adding more things to it because we always had to run further. So by the time we was done, we had a really, really long song.
What advice would you give to a young person hoping to join the Army?
I would tell anybody, if you're thinking about joining any branch of the service, it'll be something that'll be one of the greatest experiences of your life. To me, it's the second greatest thing that I ever did in my life. The first one being the birth of you, of course. But it was amazing. You get self-discipline, respect. You get to serve your country. You get to learn from people all around the United States. You get to travel. You get to do more things than you could probably ever do in a civilian life.
Thank you for coming today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.